This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says the presence of foreign forces in the Persian Gulf area will create insecurity in the region. Rouhani says he plans to present at the United Nations a regional cooperation plan for peace. On Saturday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized President Donald Trump's plan to send additional U.S. military forces and air defense equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, saying it is the administration's latest attempt to circumvent Congress. Protesters in Hong Kong vandalized a subway station and defaced a Chinese flag Sunday during another weekend of pro-democracy demonstrations. Thousands also rallied inside a shopping mall in Sha Tin. Protesters later built a barricade across the street and set it on fire. Riot police fired tear gas to disperse some of the protesters. Meanwhile, Hong Kong has cut back rail and bus access to its airport in a move designed to avoid an anti-government protest at one of the busiest airport hubs in the world. This traveler arrived early for her flight, only to learn that it was delayed until the next day.
But we did actually book the trip before we knew about the protest. So, to be honest, if I had known about the protest, I wouldn't have booked to come here.
On Saturday, police fired tear gas at demonstrators who vandalized a light rail station. The World Health Organization says Tanzania has failed to respond to requests about information on suspected Ebola cases. The WHO says it has been made aware of unofficial reports about several possible cases of Ebola in different locations in the East African country. Officials in East and Central Africa are on an Ebola high alert. They are seeking to avoid the spread of the disease that has experienced an outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. From Washington, this is VOA News. Gunshots could be heard and tear gas.